The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's Gospel, Herod's curiosity is piqued. He wants to see this person whom everyone's speaking about. He has no idea who it is, but he wants to hear them, he wants to see them. And though he doesn't get to today, in today's reading, at some point in the future we know that Herod does get to see our Lord and gets to see him face to face finally. But this is during Holy Week, leading up to his passion and death. Herod manifests the same blind obstinacy as Jesus found in the Pharisees, who fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah to their own detriment. You shall indeed hear, but never understand, and you shall indeed see, but never perceive. In fact, it was the apostles who had the immense good fortune of the Messiah's company for 3 years. The Master reminded them, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." My brothers and sisters, part of the beatific vision is seeing God face to face, unlike now on earth, where it's difficult to see him and difficult to hear him. Because when we're angry, when we're tired, when we don't have faith, we're not able to see Christ in the Eucharist. We're not able to see Christ in our brothers and sisters and our fellow men and women. And even in prayer, we can't hear Christ. It becomes difficult because of all the distractions, all the noise around us, the cell phones, the television, everything draws our attention away from that which is unseen and unheard. And so our goal in life, our objective, is to purify our vision and our hearing so that we can truly see and hear our Lord each and every day and every moment of our lives. And it's no easy task. It takes resolve and constancy. We must pray for it, ask for it. Because then, when we finally come to hear and see, even still through a glass darkly, even though it's still difficult, it becomes more and more clear until one day we have left this earth and we finally get to see him in all his glory and hear his voice as clear as day.